Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. Haven't aired in quite a few months, actually. We're going to see if we're going to do a weekly show. We're excited about the new format. And yes, it's a new year, 2017. Pretty excited about a lot of great things happening and excited about where we're headed with our new world, really. I mean, if anything, things are changing constantly, hopefully for the better. I believe they are. I mean, technology is just amazing how it's just grabbing a lot of people and changing lives. So, but I just wanted to welcome you to the show. Feel free to follow me on Twitter at RJOKWILL. It's at RJOKWILL. Today we're going to discuss a little bit about protection for your home, security. Security, you know, actually has a lot of different meanings in this world. Nowadays, of course, security, you have securities, you have investments. Security, what's, you know, like Social Security, you know, what's your retirement going to look like? So all those investment type of securities are really the more popular ones out there. But today we're going to talk about home security, business security, security of your loved ones, security of your business, things that mean the most to you. And it's just basically going to give you a couple of tips on what you can do to actually help better secure your home. Better secure your business. But, you know, you want to take, of course, you know, when you're at a business, you own a business, obviously, anybody who works for you is pretty much like your family, right? You want to still protect those individuals that are working hard every single day to help, you know, bring in the buck for you and work hard for you and help you get your word out there and help you brand yourself. So, obviously, it's very important to take care of those that work for you. Of course, you've got your family at home, your blood family, your family that, if you're married, you've got your kids, your wife, or whatever. If you're not, of course, you've got maybe mom or dad that needs security. There's a wide range of people in need, and now especially with, you know, the economy has been, a lot of people, unfortunately, have been broken into, not at least expecting it, been totally violated. And that's, you know, what we're going to discuss today on help you, how you can even a little budget, can get yourself protected, and even if you do a few things around your home, and you know, change your habits and be aware of your surroundings, that's definitely something that you really should consider doing. And just don't take things for granted. That's the most important thing. If I make any message out there today, or get a message out there to you guys, just don't take things for granted. You know. But today, like I said, I want to just share a couple things. I've got a little booklet here put up by a very popular company that I'm associated with. And they talk about a few different tips. And it's actually called Quick and Easy Safety Tips. This booklet actually is available. So if anybody wants this booklet, you're local, I can get you a copy. Not a problem. But like, for instance, the front door. I'm going to read this to you. It's a locked front door. Is your first line of defense. Of course, by spending a few dollars more for a good lock, you can potentially save thousands. We recommend deadbolt locks, which provide better security than sliding locks because they can't be opened without a key. Board-in deadlocks that are embedded into the door are even harder for a burglar to get through. Without a deadlock, burglars may be able to open your front door simply by using a credit card to push back the tongue of the lock. Interesting. And the doors with exposed hinges are even more vulnerable. That's a doozy of a word there, right? This early in the morning. But it just says doors with exposed hinges are even more vulnerable because a burglar can simply remove the pin on the hinge and get inside. And that's the last thing you want. It's going to come, you know, to bother you and your family while you're watching TV or you're having family time. But the last thing you want is someone to come, you know, into your home. So if you've got anything like that, I recommend, of course, getting that changed, you know, changed out right away. I doubt very much, you know, a lot of people don't have that, but, you know, of course, a lot of times we're budgeted to the hilt to where we can't afford certain things. So I recommend, of course, if anything, you know, once you can, you know, definitely get those doors fixed and changed over, okay? Peepholes. We're familiar with the old-fashioned peepholes, right? Locks, let's see, locks are just the beginning, of course. Another good investment is a peephole. A 180-degree peephole gives you the advantage of checking to see who's at the door before you open it and make sure that the area outside your door is well-lit. If you can't see who's at the door, don't open it. Now, that's obviously a common sense thing. You can't see somebody. Most times when you hear a knock on the door, you know, especially late at night, or you're not expecting somebody, my recommendation, sure, if you have a peephole, do that. If you have a window that you can peek through, that's fine. It's, you know, have some place, some corner, somewhere where you can actually see what's actually going on, you know, who's at the door, who's knocking on my door. It could be FedEx, it could be GPS, it could be the mailman, it could be anybody making a delivery to you, of course. It could be a solicitor, you know. So the thing is, it's your privilege and right to not even answer the door, okay? That's the act like you're not home. If you don't want, you don't know who that is, and you don't feel comfortable, you know, by all means, you maybe ask them to reveal the badge. That's still not fail-safe, you know. The reason I say that is because, obviously, there's a lot of scammers out there. Company I work with, we have a badge. We flash the badge, and, you know, if we knock on the door. You know, I'm identifying myself. I have a business card as well, ready to show them. But by all means, if you're, you know, home alone and you just don't feel safe, then it's also your privilege not to open the door. Now, what I will say, technology has advanced to the point where there's some great things out there. You may have seen the commercial on TV where ladies gets a ring at her doorbell, and apparently she was home and taking care of her kid, and she told the man at the door that she's taking care of a child right now. I can't come to the door. Now, she could be at home or she could be 1,000 miles away, but as far as he's concerned, somebody just answer that door and he'll go leave her home and unfortunately go to the next person, whoever. But point is, as long as you have something like that, you can see who is at your door and identify. I've seen another commercial, of course, where there's a guy basically, you can see a guy peeking around, peeking in the house, trying to see through the windows and stuff like that. And a gentleman comes through and, what do you want? Kind of startled the burglar to be there. And the burglar, of course, was lying about doing some painting job or something like that. Now, that man was at a restaurant or wherever. He wasn't home as well, but it gave the impression that he was. So definitely, I would definitely check out that. It's not very expensive at all. By all means, well worth it. And it actually even keeps you from having to go get a peephole or having to go to your door and look through the peephole, right? This does it for you, and you can see it right on your smartphone. So it's really, really cool, and it really does take away the burden of you not being able to see who's at the door. You could be in your living room. You could be someplace else, like I said, not even at home, and be aware. Even if a package gets dropped off, nowadays a lot of people are stealing packages from doors, and you're able to see who that is, also record that. So, and that's it's been on the news now lately, where a lot of people, more and more people, are being apprehended that are just being, you know, totally violating somebody else's property and stealing their packages. Anyway, another tip. Let's see. Here's an example. If you've just moved into your new home, it's a good one. A lot of people are always moving. And once again, you know, check out your surroundings. You know, it's a nice new home, but you haven't really talked to the neighbors or seen around. Maybe you might want to talk to the neighbors after you get in there, just to get associated with people, and so you can look out for each other. But if you've moved into your new home, it's a good idea to replace all the locks. Locks only provide security if you know who has every single key. Pay for a qualified and reputable locksmith to change your locks, and keep track of all the keys you have made. This is especially important if there have been a lot of previous owners. The only keys to your new home should be the ones that you have made. That is so important. And once again, we're talking about economics here, right? Where, gosh, I just spent a bunch of money for the truck moving in. I've got to pay my first month's rent in advance. You know, if for some reason you don't have the funds to get that lock right away, you know, put that on your priority list, like your top 10 things to do in fixing up your home instead of just painting. Okay, spend that little extra money and go ahead and get that lock in there. If you have an uncle or somebody else that you know that knows how to put locks in, go ahead and do that. And I might mention that actually technology has advanced and given us a lock. If you decide to get like a security system, for instance, we have a lock to where you can lock and open your door anywhere in the world. If you forgot, I forgot to lock my deadbolt, you can get on your phone and then press a button and it locks the door. So if you need to go spend the money, you might as well go ahead and get a security type of a lock, because you know a lot of locks aren't so cheap, but a little bit extra money you can get something that's we call a smart lock. I will add this though, of course, if you can't at this moment, yeah, by all means, you know, get those keys, the bottle lock, at least one of them. If there's two different keys or whatever, the deadbolt, maybe it's different than the regular door lock. Definitely get that changed. As soon as you can. But, you know, like one of the biggest enemies of home security is thinking it won't happen to me. Although we all know that prevention is important, most people don't take the necessary steps they need to protect their home and their family, whether it's installing a monitored home security system or just being able to identify potential risks of hidden dangers, such as fire and carbon monoxide, through your home. These precautions can help create a safer environment to live in. So what can you do to better protect your home and family for fire, break-ins, or medical emergencies? You got to think about that stuff. You know, you've seen a commercial where the lady's fallen down and she presses a button. She's able to get someone from the first responders to her home to assist her. That's a great item to have. I know a lot of people that they've went out and purchased that for their parents because they're concerned about their folks. And hey, where's mom? How's dad doing? You know, haven't heard from them. Now they have a peace of mind to where they actually can have a system that's in place for them, so they can actually now be able to get a message themselves if something does happen, and knowing also full well that the first responders are on their way to take care of their loved one. So it's just pretty amazing what the technology has brought us. And of course, another thing too, you guys, I know I'm throwing a lot at you this morning. It's like the first show I'm doing focused on security. I'm going to be doing other topics as well. Of course, my whole premise of doing the show, your radio promo, started out to interview entrepreneurs, business owners who are making a difference in the community, and who really we invite them on the air to share with others, whether if they're a home-based business, share some tips. They can gladly talk about their business, but just come on here and share some tips on how that person who's listening to you can better their business, whether it be a home-based business, whether it be their own business. Today we're just focusing strictly on security and on how you can better your security around your home. And, of course, we're going to have more chapters on this. Maybe I'll make it a certain day of the week. Today is Friday. February 3rd. I may make this a weekly show. I haven't decided what days I'm going to do this. I will have a schedule put up pretty soon, and we'll focus on certain different areas regarding different topics, different highlight. Just highlight basically people in the community and who are actually helping others and making a difference. So if that's you too, feel free to hit me up at Twitter at RJOKWILL. It's RJOKWILL, and I'll be glad to make contact with you, and let's do an interview. It's 15-20 minutes. Talk about what you're doing with your business, how you're making a difference, and how others can benefit from your services, your products and services. Another thing, I mentioned earlier about carbon monoxide, it's a silent killer as well as fire. A lot of folks, we've all been raised with the, go to Kmart and pay $5 for that, the fire alarm, and that thing is great, great invention. Think of it as it mostly only works with, not mostly, 99% of the time, it works strictly with fire. Doesn't really do much with smoke, and I've seen some tests, you can Google it online, It's called the fish tank test, where it shows how the neon fire alarm, that, like I said, the one I mentioned, we can get everybody, every American pretty much has it in their homes. Canadians, everybody, you know, most people in the world have this type of a alarm system in their home. And, you know, with $3 or $10, put it in your house and you forget about it. Maybe when you're cooking something, it goes off, it's annoying to you, but it's doing its job because it's telling you, hey, there's fire, right? Thing of it is, it's not totally reliable as far as smoke. Smoke is what kills. Most people, when you hear about fires, that die, 78% of the people that die in fires that die from smoke inhalation. They never wake up. So that combined with carbon monoxide, both considered silent killers. And what you need to have is what we call a smoke communicator. A smoke communicator, it actually communicates directly with you. If you have the service, which is a security system, it communicates directly with the monitoring company. So thereby, when something happens, they're alerted. They're alerting you, of course. Your alarm's going to go off in the house and alert you to get out of the home. It's an amazing, amazing device. It's well worth it. It's priceless. It's not that much money, believe it or not. And what is you and your loved one's lives worth, right? It's priceless. There's no price on there, right? And carbon monoxide, I recommend also that as well. They have that available. So technology, like I said, is advanced. I keep bringing up that word technology. That's probably what I should call the title of the show today. But pretty much, you want to protect your family, your home. Some of the tips I discussed with you today, definitely take heed and, you know, look into doing something to at least better secure your home for you and your loved ones. But by all means, I highly recommend getting yourself protected, you know, inside and out, outside your home. You can contact me, actually, if you like, and I can get you the proper information to get set up with that. RJ, okay, Will. Of course, you can contact me directly at 248-525-5399. That's 248-525-5399. It's my direct line. I'd be glad to see if I can set you up with a system and get you a nice discount on it as well. Just let them know you heard it on the show. And the show, of course, is called Your Radio Promo. Just tell them you heard it on Your Radio Promo, and you'll get a nice 20% discount on your installation, okay? All right, well, hey, listen, I wanted to thank you very much for joining us today. This is Robert J. We haven't done a show, it's been a little while, of course, been working on some other things, been really focused and busy with other stuff in life, but I really wanted to do a show like this. I've been wanting to do a show for this quite a while, but I am going to continue on with this particular format. As a matter of fact, I think what I will do, I mentioned earlier, next Friday I'll do another program. But by all means, you know, feel free to respond and get back in touch with me if you have any questions whatsoever. I do have this this booklet. That's pretty much what I use today to get a lot of my information. Quick and easy safety tips. It's a great little booklet, and we're glad to get it in your hands. Of course, if you want to contact me directly, we can figure out how to get it to you, and so you can read up on it and be more educated on taking care of your family the right way. All right, thanks so much, everybody, for joining me. This is Robert J. signing off. Have yourself a wonderful day. Remember, you can make a difference. We'll see you on the other side. Have a great one.